Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio, Friday Night Joy. I'm Reverend Ray. Amen. We are broadcasting today with a special broadcast. Amen. I got some things I want to share with you, and hopefully I will be able to do that. I just want to make sure everything is working according to the way it should be. So I am asking you just to just bear with me for a minute. Okay, I do want to remind everybody that His Abounding Grace, the Minister Vanessa Williams, is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. declaring the finished work with Reverend Pat Randall, which is every Thursday at 12 noon. I usually do Friday Night Joy. Amen. Sometimes I try to have guests on. That's every Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is Sundays at 7 p.m. Amen. Actually, it's the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. And then we're going to go into the month of November. Her broadcast will be this coming Monday, amen, at 7 p.m. The Building and Beautiful Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Looking Lewis McElwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover with the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday, amen, at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, with Ray Rose, Austin Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. That's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number for that call, amen, is a free toll-free conference call number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Amen. I want to encourage you to support these different broadcasts that we have. Amen. To find out a little bit more about us, of course, you can go to winchristianspeak.com and click on any of the links, and you'll find a little bit more the different broadcasts and different things that we got going on. Amen. I do want to announce today to you, amen, several things before we get into the word, that we do have a couple things that's coming up down the pike. We have a women's ministry that we're working on right now. We have a singles ministry for the broadcast we're working on and trying to get in process. And we have a ministry, another ministry. So we've got about three different things, hopefully, if not get started this year, hopefully by the beginning of next year, to add more. And we want to be more of a smorgasbord of different broadcasts to help us all out in this time and need that we're facing difficulties all over the world. We got a listener base in all the different countries. So that's why we're doing it. We want to be able to talk about the things that you care about, your health and the finances and not just your spiritual needs and all the above. Okay. So that's why we do what we do and everything. Okay. The other thing I want to mention before we even start, and don't forget, for those that don't know that, voting takes place November the 3rd. Please vote. Okay, whether you be a Democrat or Republican or whatever, vote. Okay, voting is important, okay, especially in the season and the time that we live in right now. So I'm not going to really get into all the politics or whatever, anything. All I'm asking you to do is do something just basic and vote, okay? Don't hate, but vote. Okay, all right. So, Father God, we come today to thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have given us, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, for this particular broadcast. We pray, God, that I might speak only the words that you have given me to speak, God, for the edifying of the body, that someone must be strengthened, that someone must cry out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to have my life changed, God? We pray today that we would encourage somebody somewhere, no matter where they are, no matter the color of their skin, Lord Jesus, that they can live and not die. We're praying for salvation. We're praying for helps. We're praying for strength, God. We're praying for joy to be restored today. We pray for healing, God, in relationships, in brokenness, in all those things that are contrary to your will. We pray today, God, for those that's in the east, the west, the north, and the south, God. We pray for those that are rich and those that are poor and those that don't have anything, and those that have lost, God, because of the storm of life or because of the virus or because of neglect or whatever the case may be. And we pray for those, God, that don't even have a voice as of yet. We pray for that you to show them mercy and kindness and for you to direct their path. We pray that you will come and have your way, Holy Spirit, like no one else can. We thank you in advance for everyone that are listening, that everyone in the sound of my voice, that be blessed, not because of something that we do on When Christians Speak, but because of your word, for your word is strong. Your word is a strong tower. Your word is able to pull down strongholds and to break yokes and barriers and stuff. And those are the things that we are asking for to take place today. Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus. Show us favor today. Open up our understanding. Reveal to us the mysteries and allegories of your will and your purpose that you have for us. Allow us to search more of you than of the world, God. More of you than of things, God. And we will forever give you all the praise and the glory in Christ Jesus' name, the resurrected Savior. We say amen. Amen, amen. So let me tell you about what we're going to do. This is going to probably be a series because there's no way. I mean, I woke up this morning and I just started just grabbing things, notes and scriptures and all that kind of stuff. And this, I don't believe that. I know that it's, even though I gave myself a lot of time, I don't believe that I'll be able to get through it all. I don't want to take up too much of your time and everything, but I do want to share with you in somewhat form or fashion, a dream that I had, and it woke me up out of my slumber. And I really didn't sleep well last night. I kept waking up, and it was so sort of weird and hearing and thinking there was people in the house with me. It ain't nobody here but me. Okay, so I kept waking up like that and wondering. And then I had this dream of a pastor that I'm familiar with and everything, that I've known for many, many years. And it woke me up to a point and I decided to share with you. Now, mind you, I had already made up my mind that I wanted to speak tonight on Friday Night Joy. And if you've noticed, for the last couple months, maybe, we really haven't been doing a lot. I've started a new job and everything like that. So by the time I get off, I really not a lot of time to start the broadcast. But I made up my mind after listening to Reverend Gwen Dixon that did a Bible study a few days ago, on Wednesday, I believe. And I listened to her, and there was a couple of things that stuck out to me, that stuck out to me, that she said and everything. And that was that the time is now, okay? And then when I had the dreams, strike now. So when I had the dream that I had last night dealt with a prophetic word that God has shown me in this dream. And I was sharing with a few other people in the dream. And I was about to strike now, that it's time now. it's time now for us to strike now in the spiritual warfare that we're in now. And when I thought about the word strike, I'm beginning a little concerned because I know that Gene wasn't talking about going and physically fighting, of course, you know, but when you think about something about to strike now, or that means you're about to hit at it now or swing at it now, you think that it's physical. But I'm reminded that the scriptures that tells us, and I think I actually had to pull that up before I came on tonight and everything. And says, and this is coming out of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." You know, and she said, we wrestle not against blessing, but against spiritual wickedness. There's a spiritual wickedness that is taking place in this world that we live in today. And we are caught up right in the midst of it. And we need to remind ourselves to strike now. Okay, that we are in a spiritual warfare. Now, before I get to the dream, I did listen to more research. Of course, I did, and I researched, and we're not gonna have time to get into it. I looked at Joshua. Let me see if I can turn to it, and how Joshua told the people when they walk around the wall and the seventh time, and on the seventh time, on the seventh day. You know, when they are supposed to, the preachers are supposed to blow the trumpets, and Joshua said unto the people, "Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city." So when I talk about when I was thinking about the word strike now, the other words that came into play along with strike now is shout now. Okay, shout with a voice like a trumpet and everything, because it is this time. See, the people couldn't bring, and the Bible says that in Joshua that the walls come tumbling down all around, eyeball about them. So my point is that they couldn't do anything else until it was at their time. So the warning and the word that I got today, based off the dream, is for us to do two things so far. That's only two: strike now and shout now. And then I found Judges and was talking about Gideon and how he had divided the companies into three companies to blow the trumpet. And he told them, he said, when you blow the trumpets and you break the pitchers, he told them to cry because the sword of the Lord of Gideon, they cried, "The sword of the Lord of Gideon." So you got shout now, strike now, shout now, and cry now. We're in spiritual warfare for those that know how to get a prayer through or break down strongholds to do those three things: shout now, cry now, shout now, cry now, and strike now. Okay. And then I went into Matthew in chapter 28. And again, we're going to get into all these scriptures because I want to just give you a taste. And it says in verse 5, it says, "And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not." Talking about Jesus has already risen. Jesus has been buried and then he has risen. He said, "Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here." Take notice that he said, "For he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay." He's risen. And this is what, in verse 7, this verse says, it says, "Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. And there you shall see him. Lo, I have told you." So here we go again. Go quickly. And this is the word right here. It says, go quickly. All right? Everything that we do is to shout, you know, to strike. Amen. All right, now. All right. And then we're talking about going quickly. All right. To cry. We go do all these things. All these things that God has sent to his people. It's time now. I don't even know where I'm going to have a chance to get into the dream or not, but it is time now for those that are called by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to cry out loud like never ever before, to pray out loud like never ever before, to intercede like never ever before now. Okay, not yesterday, maybe not tomorrow, but right now, if you're hearing this message for the first time, it's time for you to declare unto the world, unto yourself, unto your family, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. That Jesus Christ is Lord and everything. Jesus Christ, and I want to get too far. I guess I'm going to go ahead and tell you the dream because there's some other things I want to share with you with the scriptures. But I want you to go back and read those chapters and those books that we talked about, okay? Can you do that for me, please? We're living in the day and time that we got to take seriously the things that are going on in this world. There is hate. There is wars. There is rumors of wars and everything like that. There is stuff that's going on overseas. There is people, all kind of disorder. Even the church itself seems like it's divided. Even the church itself seems like it's divided. You got church people calling each other out. So when you're not a Christian, if you don't believe in this, and you, as I'm saying, if you're not a Christian, if you, and they're back and forth right there. And you know that God is not pleased with this. But this is, the Bible says that judgment first begins in the house of the Lord. So this is not a surprise that we see the things that is going on within the body of Christ. But this is a time and a season for us to begin to strike now, to shout now, amen, to cry out now, to lift up our voice like a trumpet, amen, and to be quick about it. This is a time and a season for all of those things to take place. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my dream and we're going to get out of here, okay? I told, like I said, it's not going to be a long thing or nothing like that, but this was the dream. The dream took place with me being, I want to say I was in a church setting, okay? Well, I say, yes, I was in a church setting, and I was really sort of minding my business. The service was going on, and the preacher was up and about, and everybody was praising and worshiping and everything. They were shouting glory, hallelujah, and all these different things. And then all of a sudden, it was like my eyes began to open. And I had this voice in me begin to speak, it is time for the people of God to strike. It is time for the people of God to begin to cry out loud unto him. It is time for the people of God to begin to declare the works of the Lord. It's time at this time to do so and to be so quick. Do it quickly. Okay. So in the dream, I began to realize what was going on. I began to worship God and to praise him. And I began to understand what was going on, that there was this was the season and the time for us as believers to go forth and speak and not be afraid of faces of men or the terror of the enemy or the arrows at night or the fires and the threats and all that kind of, but be able to speak boldly to those that needed to hear the truth of what was going on. So in this dream, I began to speak. And as I began to speak, there were some that looked at in the dream and realized it is not about me, but it's about the word of God that's coming forth. Because the dream is not really about me, even though I'm in it, and even though I saw people that I know that was in it, it's not about all that. But it's about the state of mind that where God is trying to get his people to go. So in the dream, I began to speak, and I began to warn the people that they need to shout and they need to strike and they need to gird up themselves and put on the whole armor of God in this dream. And I began to speak in tongues and began to worship. And then there was a heaviness that hit my heart like a ton of bricks because I saw in this dream what was going on behind closed doors of people that were saying yay, yay, and nay, nay to an almighty God. I saw the things from the pulpit to the door, from the door to the pulpit, of things that was hidden, that was wrong, that was bringing condemnation that was doing all these things that was going on within the body. So the body was at a point that they was going through the motions of worship and of praise and everything. In other words, they had the mindset to do it, but the heart was far from the things of God. So then that means they couldn't hear the hand that was, or couldn't see the hand that was writing on the wall, or couldn't hear the trumpeter that was signing, or sounding, or the voice that was speaking, and everything like that, because they were distracted. Not everybody, but there was many that were distracted because of the things that was going on in their life, and the things that was going on in the world, and the things and many of things that was distracted, that they couldn't hear or see what was going on. They couldn't truly hear the voice of the Lord speaking to his people to strike now, you know, to lift up your voice and to blow the trumpet and or to sound the alarm. They couldn't hear because of distraction. Now, in this dream, the more I saw this, the more I wept, because it was unbelievable and heartbreaking to see the hurt and the pain the people were facing that they did not have to face. I wept like crazy to the point that I found myself going down one of the rows of the church, and I just dropped down to my knees and began to cry loud to God and ask for help. And I was in this dream, I weep like crazy because the people of God was in trouble and they couldn't see the help that was standing before them with open wide arms, who was Jesus Christ, because they had been distracted. They had got caught up in the emotions, and they had got caught up in the haves and the have not. They had got caught up in the politics. They got caught up in all kinds of stuff, but they couldn't even see what was going on. So in this particular dream, I wept like crazy, and I lay prostrate on the floor, and I couldn't move. And nobody came and bother me. No one really knew how to deal with me. But what I saw next was that the preacher that was in the pulpit noticed me. And he came from out of the pulpit to come to me, to assist me to get up, to try to get me from speaking and from crying and to speaking to God and to intercede on the behalf of the people, because he felt like that it was a distraction to the whole body. So he came to me and he began to talk to me, and he called me by my name, and it's like he knew who I was, and he was trying to help me up and everything. But I looked at this particular preacher and I said to him, "Don't you see with your eyes what is going around you?" And I looked at him and I told him in the dream, I said to him, "I know you see, you must see, for God knows your work." I began to speak to him, and that God knows your work. He knows your heart and desire. Why are you not speaking out? Why are you not crying out? But instead, you're trying to get me to cease something that the Lord has shown me. And the more that I begin to speak to him, and the more I begin to talk to him and to show him, my prayer became, "God, open his eyes so he can see the thing that I see." And right then and there, this particular preacher began to weep because he realized what I was saying was true. And he began to weep and intercede. And we both was on the floor weeping and prophesying unto the people and so that they would take notice of what was going on around them so that that yoke of distraction can be broken and they will begin to know that Jesus was saying to them, strike now. That they will begin to hear that Jesus was saying, the Holy Spirit was speaking to the church to strike now, to lift up your voice and cry now. To blow the trumpet now. In other words, to tarry no longer, but go quickly. This is what they gave me. He said, the iron is hot enough. It is time for us that are called by the name of Jesus Christ to go into some seriously spiritual warfare for that those things that are going on around us in the world today. Because the enemy has steeped in, and not just within the body, but within the whole world, and trying to destroy and wreck heaven. But we that know the word of God have an opportunity and a chance to cry loud and spare not. So in the dream, I'm speaking, this preacher that was with me, like I said, he began to weep and he began to talk to the body because it was like the scales had fallen from his eyes and between him and I. And then other people began to get out of this situation where they was in and begin to recognize what was going on. And it's like there was a shift, a paradigm shift that took place. At that time, it was like there was a paradigm shift that took place at that time for the body of Christ to strike now, to gird up our weapons of warfare, but not carnal, you know, but mighty through the pulling down of any and all strongholds. It is time to, in other words, I used to say this thing, it is time for us to armor up. Even me, y'all, I've been slacking these things and everything. But after I've seen the things that I've seen in that dream, I said, God, have mercy on me. And I pray that God will open up your eyes now and realize that this is spiritual warfare and it's no joke. This is spiritual warfare, and we don't have time to be placating or to be playing around or to be playing church or to be backsliding or to be doing anything opposite of the will of God. But being alert, you know, being to a point that even when we're at warfare, we are looking about and seeing which direction that the enemy is coming from, and to be ready when he comes, that when he comes, we are the one to be able to give the first blow. In other words, we are in a situation that we can no longer be defensive, but we need to be offensive. We need to be offensive when it comes to the things of God, so that the enemy would not ground our ground. We are on the offense. We are marching forward, not backward. And everything, yes, we got our strong tower. And yes, we got our strong borders around us to protect us. But we need to go get some people that are out there that are lost and don't know what else to do. We need to go get them and grab them, not by our own might, but by the power of a living God. And show them the mercies of Jesus. We need to be able to show them there is a more excellent way. And there is a better way. That you don't have to live your life like this continuously. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. You don't have to do any of those things. But all we got to do is repent and turn to the hills. From whence cometh our help. We're living in that time right now. I'm done. I don't want to go any further because at that time, I want to break it down into the scriptures that we have referenced before. But now is the time to strike. Now is the time to lift up our voice like a trumpet, to blow the trumpet, to no longer tarry in the same place, but to go quickly. The iron is hot. This is spiritual warfare that we're in. Amen. To cry loud again, as we said before. Okay. To cry loud, amen. Okay, to blow the trumpets, to break the pitchers, to hold up the light, okay, the lamps and everything, and to shout, all those things we need to be doing now. K, don't care who you are, preacher, bishop, apostle, pastor, evangelist, prophet, teacher, whatever, lay, clergy, whatever. It ain't about your titles, but it's about the mandate that God has given us to cry loud, to strike them. We ain't trying to kill nobody, but we're trying to destroy the enemy's camp. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this broadcast. We pray that it has been a blessing to someone, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you, Lord Jesus, will help us out. Show us a more excellent way. Show us a most excellent way, God. Keep us safe from all hurt and harm and the dangerous snares of the enemy again. Okay? We need you today, Holy Spirit. Come with all your mighty awesomeness. And you do your will perfected in us. We will forever continue to give you all the joy, Lord Jesus. We will forever give you all the praise and the honor and the worship. For truly there is none like you in all the earth. We will magnify you with all that is in us. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, I didn't want to hold you longer. It's already 30 minutes and a short message. We're getting to the teaching the part of it in detail probably on Sunday and then again probably on next Friday as the Lord be willing. And amen. Just keep each other lifted up in prayer and stay encouraged. Don't be weary and well doing and stuff like that. And if you have backslided, it's okay. I mean, it's not okay. But Jesus is our advocate. He's right there for you and stuff like that. Let him lead you. Right, let him direct you and stuff like that. He can help you, okay? He can help you. I'm telling you, he can. I know he can. I look back over my life and all the things that I had to face, and truly it was nobody but God. That was another part of the dream that I thought, that no but God. All I kept saying and worshiping and telling people, but God, you know. And I remember in the dream, I said to the people, I don't know where I was. I think I was got made it to the pulpit at that time. And I said, point to yourself and say, but God did it. God can do it. He can do anything but fail. Okay? He can do anything but fail. So stay encouraged, hang in there, and don't give up. God bless you. This is Reverend Ray on Friday Night Joy. God bless you. Amen.